FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
FM 104.6, and it's time now for our lunchtime discussion. We have, as a guest this lunchtime, we have... Is it Rhea?
Yes.
It is,
yes.
I've got your name right. That's a first.
Step, yeah.
And we've also got, I don't know, for some reason, Denise popped in then, but it's not, it's Lawrence.
Thank you.
How are you?
Back.
I'm well.
Just pull yourself up a little bit closer to that, that microphone, Lawrence. It's good to see you. I know you were in last time. And we were talking about HAF.
We were.
So just outline what HAF is.
So HAF is the Holiday and Food Activity and Food Programme, and it's a holiday activities for families that are eligible, and children can go along, have a fun activity and some food for the day.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
HAF. So this is something that people ought to be paying close attention to now, because you're in to sort of tell people that finances are now available for the Easter holiday, which I haven't got a clue when it is because they keep moving it.
Yeah, so Easter will be the first week of April, so everyone breaks up the end of March, and yeah, we're launching this week our programme for Easter 2024.
And it's a 2 week holiday, isn't it?
2 week holiday, yeah.
So you got funds that are now available, so people can now apply.
Yeah, so what will be happening is, as we launch the HAF programme, we will have everything listed on the Family Information Hub, the Isle of Wight Family Information Hub, and what you do is you go on, you can read what's available, and then you contact the provider and book on through them directly.
Okay, that's pretty straightforward, isn't it?
Yeah.
How long does it take to sort of sort out? Because there'll be people now thinking, right, okay, it's only a couple of weeks away. It's not really, it's about a month, but you want to know that you've got funds in place. So how long is it going to take?
It doesn't take long to book on. Once you select your provider, you go to them. They might have some forms you need to fill out, such as personal details, but that's making sure they've got information on the children. But it's quite a seamless process. We make sure that it's as easy as possible to access the provision.
And all you've got to do is go to the website, is it?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Straightforward. So what's the website again?
Isle of Wight Family Information Hub, and then if you type in HAF, it should come up.
And you might be of the opinion that you might not qualify, and you won't know until you actually have a go, because is there something very, very simple that they can do to find out whether people qualify
yeah.
or not?
So to qualify, you need to be in receipt of income-related free school meals. So hopefully you already are aware that you're eligible for that. If not, you can go onto the Isle of Wight Council website and type in HAF again, and there's information there about to check whether you're eligible. We will also be contacting schools to send out letters to eligible families, so hopefully you'll get a letter from your school as well, which can help you identify you're eligible.
Okay, so what's when the funds come through, what is available to those young people?
So there's a number of different activities that are across the island, really varied activities, including horse riding, football, holiday play schemes. There's some youth-based schemes, some trips out.
I want to be young again.
I know.
All of that fun. Sounds great, doesn't it?
Yeah.
There's a lot there.
Yeah, we've got a really varied programme on the island, and that's something, because we have to report back onto the government about this. They always say how varied it is compared to some of the bigger local authorities, so we do quite a good programme.
Fantastic. No, it sounds really, really good. How do you put these things in place? Who chooses what is going to be available?
So we invite providers to apply, and then there's a panel that takes place at the council looking at the kind of the hotspots we want to put provision in, and kind of making sure it is varied and for all age ranges, because it's age year reception until the end of year 11, so there's something for all.
Fantastic. I mean, you just mentioned their ages, and you mentioned year 11s. It means nothing to me. I have no idea how old a year 11 student would be. It's obviously not 11.
No. So age from age 4 when you start reception up until age 16 when you finish year 11.
Oh, crikey, it's as young as that.
Yeah.
It's young as 4. So, I mean, what sort of stuff is available for a 4-year-old?
So it'd be more... Well, it depends on the provider, but the horse riding is available for reception age children, and the holiday play schemes. When you go onto the Family Information Hub, it clearly states what age range can access what activities, because some of them might not be suitable for particular age ranges, but we make sure there's something at least for every age range across...
So all the details are on the website,
yeah.
And it sounds like, I mean, the website's had a complete rebrand, isn't it, recently, and it's more effective, you can find things now.
Yeah, that's the plan. If in doubt, just type in HAF, HAF, and it should come up with what you need.
And HAF, just remind us again what HAF means.
Holiday and Food Programme.
Holiday and Food Programme, right, okay. Is there anything else you want to add?
I think that's everything.
I think very, very good, Rhea.
Efficient.
Yeah, covered everything there.
Have you done radio before?
I haven't.
No,
time.
Do you want to do a show? Stick around. There's an afternoon show going in a minute. And Lawrence, you want? I'm guessing, because I learnt something here. You want to talk about the wraparound, or what happens later in the year?
Yes, I mean we've got another programme that's kind of like coming to the island from September. This was announced last year by the government, and they were wanting to bring in what they call wraparound childcare, so before school and after school childcare for primary aged kind of children. So breakfast clubs, and then after school. The aim is by September 2026 that there'll be every school will offer a wraparound kind of service to kind of working parents. So this is all about helping parents go into work or to add more hours to really help kind of grow the economy, and but at the same time give those parents security, knowing that their children are going to be in a safe and caring environment.
That sounds great, and it sounds like it's going to ease a lot of pressures off of families in more ways than one. I mean, I just wish it was there when I was a kid growing up in the 1970s, and you know, having those things in place. So I mean, it's wonderful that they've got them. So what kind of things are going to be available later on in the year?
Well, I mean the good thing is that our schools, our primary schools on the island, they do really well when it comes to breakfast clubs. Literally every school has a breakfast club that starts at 8 a.m. or before. So and again, we do really well compared to kind of our mainland local authorities. We have a lot more in place here kind of like for breakfast clubs than a lot of other areas. So that's taken care of. That's available now. Parents can access that kind of like this term already. What we're then looking to do is add that after school kind of childcare as well. That's a bit more patchy. At the moment, we're assessing where kind of like the supply is, so where all the kind of which schools are doing what, and then looking at where the demand is likely to come from. Where are parents who are working and needing kind of like that childcare kind of living? So that's the next bit that we're just trying to put in place, and hopefully having some extra childcare ready for kind of like September this year onwards.
It must be so tricky to put the correct things in place, because everyone's got so many different needs nowadays, haven't they?
Absolutely. I mean, I think the core offer is that the government is wanting us to put in place is from the end of the school day to 6 p.m. So kind of like it's just having kind of like some Ofsted registered childcare at that time. So it's about quality childcare.
Okay, I'm going to chuck a curveball at you both, all right? Because I've heard there's a lot of people that don't go to school. So are they entitled to get involved with this as well? Because we have, I think, last time I checked, wow, there's about over 500 young people that don't engage in school. They're homeschooled. Mm-hmm. So is this a system available to them as well?
That's an interesting question. Yeah. I mean, I have to say, I don't know.
I think for HAF, there's been discussion about this in the past because it's been a big question. But if they meet the criteria of being eligible for free school meals, income-related free school meals, then they would be eligible for a HAF space.
Right.
So they would need to check their eligibility that way.
I mean, with the HAF programme, it's probably clearer, because the aim is, as Ria said, to help those households on a low income. So virtually irrespective of whether they are in school or not, that household is on a low income. Slightly different with regard to kind of like the wraparound offer. I have to say, hold my hand up and say, I don't know at the moment. We do have quite a high level of homeschooling on the island.
Yeah.
The great thing is that most of those parents are already engaged with kind of like the council's various support schemes around homeschooling. So
excellent.
We know kind of like the numbers and where they are. So it's something we can have a look at. So
I have an inquisitive mind.
You have.
I'm nosy as well. I mean, someone would say, no, you're not inquisitive, Ian, you're just nosy. but the message here is quite simple. Whether it's a need for Easter holidays or later in the year, get in touch, because if you don't get in touch, you'll never know whether you qualify for it or not. So that's, and it's quite a simple check, isn't it?
Yeah.
So if you are now thinking, well, little Johnny doesn't go to school, there is a way of finding out, okay, whether or not you're available, or whether or not you can pick up funds or help or assistance or something. So, you know, go on the website, check it out, and make sure that you do that, rather than just accept that, it's not for me, I won't get any assistance. Just do it. You never know. You might get lucky.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah, and also there is some of our providers, if you can't access the HAF spaces, there might be another space you can access using like tax-free childcare and things like that as well. So there is options.
So is the details available now, this from this moment, or is there a date that it will start?
So the details on what HAF is and eligibility are available now. The actual providers, we're in the process of getting put up shortly, so hopefully just keep your eye out for that. Hopefully it'll be out soon.
Okay, and you've now got to act quite quickly because obviously we're about a month away from the holidays. Yeah. How long will it take to process if you applied?
Oh, it'd be done. You can book straight on within a day. Like kind of once you start clicking and entering your details, you'll be booked on.
But I will say
limited places. Yeah. So
do it now.
Soon as those kind of like details go on the Family Information Hub, get on there, contact the provider, book your place. If they're fully booked, you can be added to a waiting list because we do have people dropping out the last minute for whatever reason, but make sure your name is on that list ready for kind of the Easter period.
All right, brilliant. Okay, thank you for coming in, Ria.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. Lawrence, it's good to see you both. And I hope it goes well. And please come back and tell us about all the fantastic work that you're doing. I'm just, when people moan and groan, because they do, I mean, they moan and groan about certain things. And I say, okay, just backtrack a bit. If you took this away and it wasn't there, what would happen? There would be hungry kids because they wouldn't go to, you know, they wouldn't be going to school and having some kind of food put on for them and so on. And there wouldn't be things for them to do during the holidays when parents went out to work. So if you add that back in, you think how wonderful it is. So long may it continue. And thank you for coming in and sharing it.
Thank